there a lot of research on Qigong that you know, demonstrates the same kind of thing?
Yes, they're finding that it works with the nervous system and calming the parasympathetic nervous system.
What does the parasympathetic nervous system do?
It calms the body. It has to do with the feeling like everything is okay, rather than being in a fight or flight mode where you feel like you're running. That's what you feel when you have anxiety.
Right.
But when the parasympathetic nervous system is working well, you feel very calm and very connected to yourself and a sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Qigong has been used in China oftentimes for keeping the immune system strong. And in China, when people get cancer, they are immediately assigned to a Qigong group. And there are Qigong styles that are created specifically to work with cancer. And in my workout, I have one or two movements where they're swinging. Any kind of swinging motion of the arms is very, very helpful for working with people that have cancer or want to prevent cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember reading, and this was years ago. I did a television segment on the newscast in Cincinnati, and we did a segment on Qigong. And so I was researching that, and I mean, it can have like extraordinary, profound benefits as far as, you know, for instance, one study they showed somebody that had severe Parkinson's disease and was in a wheelchair and, you know, learned Qigong and had some, we can also talk about applied, you know, Qigong, but, you know, the person like got out of the wheelchair and got so healthy they were able to be discharged from the nursing home. And then other, you know, reports where people have had, like, severe neurological trauma and all their nerves regenerate. So it can have an absolutely profound effect on your health and various disease states, right?
Yes, I have a woman that's been emailing me that has been doing my Qigong workout and also some other Qigong teachers' workouts, and she has been in a chair and hasn't been able to walk, and she's just writing me these unbelievable things that are changing for her, and she's urging me to contact the Obamas and to really get Qigong into you know, a national program to help people. Mm. And you know, with the way things are and with healthcare the way it is, it's really something that people can use to heal themselves, and they just won't have the imbalances and the problems that they have. I mean, it's really incredible, and so that's why I've been working so hard to get the word out about Qigong, and it just strengthens the body and balances the body in ways that you just can't normally do without it.
Now, this is a fairly simple practice. I know when we talk to people about meditating, there's so many people that go, oh, I can't do that, I can't sit still, I can't calm my mind or whatever. But, you know, can you just kind of describe, I mean, this is a fairly simple technique that most anybody, like young and old, could learn?
Absolutely, anyone. And you can do it laying in bed. If you can't move, you can lay down. Let's say you're laying on your back, or you're sitting up, or you're standing, and you just, I can just run you through a Qigong exercise.
Sure,
you can do it. You can do it, and listeners can do it, whereby you're holding an imaginary ball between your palms, and you have your palms holding this ball, and you can call it a ball of chi, and this ball of chi is sitting in front of your lower dantian, which is 2 inches below your navel, and you're feeling the energy between your palms, and you take a deep breath in through your nose with your mouth closed and your tongue on the roof of your mouth, and just take a couple deep breaths in and out through your nose. As you breathe in through your nose, As you hold this ball of energy, this ball of chi in front of your lower dantian, you blow your belly up on the inhalation. You expand your belly on the inhalation. And as you exhale through your nose, you deflate your belly. And you breathe in. You're still just holding the ball stationary in front of your belly. You breathe in and expand your belly. Breathe out through your nose and deflate your belly. A third deep breath. Breathe in and expand your belly. Breathe out and deflate your belly. And as you hold this ball in front of your lower dantian, your lower dantian is your center of physical healing. This is where all of your physical healing emanates from. And you reconnect yourself as you hold this ball in front of your lower dantian and begin moving your hands away from each other as you breathe in. And as your hands come back together, you breathe out. Breathe in as your hands come out. Breathe out as your hands come in. And raise your hands a little bit higher, breathing in, coordinating your breath with the slow movement of your hands. Breathe in, your hands come out. Breathe out, your hands come in, palms coming towards each other, never touching because you're holding this chi ball. Breathe in and out. And now take your hands and place them over your belly, about an inch and a half, 2 inches below your belly button. Take another deep breath. And exhale. And just sit for a moment with your hands on your lower dantian, feeling how connected, how centered you feel. Now take your right hand and place it over your heart. Now you're balancing the energy from your kidneys over your lower dantian, the water from the kidneys, with the fire from your heart. And take another 3 deep breaths, and then you'll be complete with this exercise. So you want to breathe in, expand your belly, breathe out and deflate. Breathe in and fill your lower dantian with vital energy. Breathe out and send that vital energy deep within your belly. Breathe in one last deep breath. Exhale and deflate your belly. And now sit for a moment, feeling the kidney energy strengthened in your lower dantian, the water nourishing the heart fire. Feel yourself calm and relaxed. Okay. So that's called nurturing heart exercise.
And there's, I imagine there's dozens of different exercises that you do with different purposes.
They all have a purpose of opening up the flow of chi, vital energy, in the various meridians. So when you work with the heart energy, your arms are moving around the chest area. And when you're working with opening up the bladder meridian on your back, you're tapping the meridian. When you're doing tapping for chi, you're opening up the meridian on your back, which is your bladder meridian. Or you're tapping the meridians on your arms and opening up the small intestine meridian, or the triple warmer meridian, or the spleen meridian, or the liver meridian. And so there's different ways to get that energy moving through tapping, which is through vibration. It's opening up the flow of chi, or you're tapping underneath on your neck and opening up a place at the bottom of your skull there, and that opens up the energy up to your brain and enlivens your mental processes. Or you're opening up the spleen meridian, which governs transportation and transformation of food, or your lung energy, which strengthens your chi and your breath and nourishes the lung, or the large intestine meridian for elimination. And so then you also do self-acupressure to open up these meridians. So the movements are created to balance the energy between all these organs and through those meridians and restore health and balance to the body.
So is it done, like, is there like a normal sequence that you follow as far as the different moves that you do, or is it more like you can either do that or like focus on certain organ systems that may need additional balancing?
Yes, well, you can do a spontaneous Qigong exercise such as shaking the tree, where there's no exact form and you're just shaking your body, your arms, your head, your feet, your legs, you know, your torso, and just a very creative, flowing, spontaneous movement. And that's Qigong. Or if you have a problem, let's say you have a lot of fear, you could do the healing sound for the kidneys over and over, which would also nourish the heart energy. So you would take a deep breath in and just repeat the sound, chirwee. So we use the five healing sounds, and you could do that sound 36 times. Over and over 36 times to really nourish and cleanse the energy of your kidneys. But if you just want to do an overall Qigong workout, the workout that I have in my book and my DVD is a 20-minute workout, and it has a warm-up, and then we go through tapping for chi, which is opening up the flow of chi in the meridians and opening up the energy pathways. And then it moves into the five healing sounds so that you cleanse and purify the chi of your five main organs in your body. And then move into cultivating chi with three exercises, and then into standing meditation, standing like a tree, which is an each one exercise, and walking like a turtle, which develops the internal structure, the internal chi system of the body, and then move into energizing endocrine glands, which is balancing all of your endocrine glands, which is very, very helpful, especially for women as we go into menopause, that our hormones are nice and balanced. And then I have a set to nourish your bones and strengthen your bones, and you do a bone marrow cleansing exercise, and then into a movement called Lady Brings the Lotus Up to the Mountain, and that is for nurturing the heart and spirit, and balancing and strengthening your jing, your qi, and the shen. And then you end with a little mini massage and a bringing the qi, cleansing yourself and bringing the qi back down to your dantian to store it, so that when you need it in your daily life, you have it, and that it's there when you do your practice the following day. And so people can do this 20-minute exercise, set of exercises every day to create and maintain their vitality and health in their life.
And does it matter what time of day? Is it recommended that you do it in the morning, or does it matter?
It's best to do it as soon as you wake up in the morning, but you can really do it any time of the day. And some days you can just do 5 minutes, some days 20 minutes, other days you may want to do it a full hour, depending on your mood and how much time you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do it every day, but it's best. I mean, when you do it every day and you see how you feel, you're motivated to do it every day, because on the days when you miss it, honestly, you feel totally different.
Mm-hmm.